inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
We spent a little time cruising catalogs, bulb catalogs, that is. We prepare for this fall's bulb planting, and with us on the line to tell us more is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
Before we get to the bulbs, there are probably some things that we probably should keep in mind here for just the next couple of days. What should we be doing with, as far as garlic for the next few days here?
So garlic is, we've already talked about how to decide when to harvest some garlic. I just pulled out one of my earliest varieties yesterday. The rest of it is going to stay in the ground. It's nice, green, healthy-looking stuff as long as possible, as long as we have this nice dry weather happening. I just looked at the forecast. There might be another 10 days of it, pretty amazingly enough. But the recommendation for garlic harvest is to stop watering 2 weeks beforehand. Normally we don't have that choice. Mother Nature makes the choice for us. This time we can. So, bottom line is, quit watering your garlic if you still are. And that helps toughen up the skins, kind of like with our curing potatoes in the ground. The skins are drying out, which is a good thing, and we want to make sure we keep those skins on the bulbs before we harvest, so that as they cure, and then they will last longer for us, hopefully into the winter.
Could there be some issues, though, if those bulbs are kind of moist and thin when we pull them out and, you know, over the course of the next few weeks?
Yes. They don't get any better after you get them harvested. So the key is, if we leave them in the ground too long and or they get too much moisture, then those outer skins can rot off, and leaving us with naked cloves on the bulbs, which then do not keep well. So they need to be eaten extremely quickly or processed into something, whether that be heated garlic in oil, or potentially you can make your own garlic powder, garlic salt, and that sort of thing. So that's why we are lucky, to be sure, having this great weather.
What about cherries? That was something that you mentioned earlier that we should probably keep an eye on.
Yes. In fact, we're going to go and I'm going to check. I was just walking by the trees. They're back a little ways away, and I'm going to check my neighbor's trees, too, that they are turning color also quite quickly. And the first raspberries are also starting to ripen, which is a great thing. But with cherries, again, this weather is wonderful for them. They should be getting sweeter. They're coloring up nicely, and they need to be picked. You know, watch them, taste them, do whatever you do with your own, or if you have permission to pick the neighbor's cherries, so that you get them off the branches, off the trees, before the rains start. Because the rains, with this long spell of dry weather, the rains will cause them to almost explode overnight, and then they get rotten, and then they're not good for whatever you want to use your cherries for. So watch them and get them picked as soon as they are ripe while we're taking advantage of this nice weather.
And can you pick them before they're ripe, just in case?
They don't ripen. They don't ripen off the vine. They don't ripen off the tree. They do not get any better, unlike something like a peaches or nectarines, which can, which we can't grow here, unfortunately. So you're going to play the waiting game and wait till the last minute, maybe, to get your cherries picked.
Okay, and back to bulbs. What kind of bulbs should we be checking for or shopping for as we open those catalogs?
Well, just like getting ready for the gardening season with our seed catalog, there are bulb catalogs available, and certainly they are online. And I just added to my order for, we've got a couple thousand bulbs coming for specific projects I've got and out of the shrine. So look at your own spaces. Where do you want to plant bulbs? And, you know, think about replacing tulips, because the tulips don't last very long anyway. So if you had good tulips or would like to have good tulips, ordering now for delivery in September to early October so we can get them planted. Boy, we could dream we have dry weather for planting instead of hypothermia weather. But getting them ordered now and you get a nice selection of bulbs, that's the key thing. And they will, of course, usually in the local retailers, they start showing up about the early part of September. you know, it's too early to plant, but again, if they, when you see them showing up, you should pick out the selection that you want and take them home, keep them in a cool, dry place in your garage or something like that, so you have them when you're ready to plant, you know, the end of September and through October and before the ground thaws and it freezes and all the rest of that.
Okay. Ed Byerski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byerski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO Juneau.